This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Check out Bandcamp on Twitter, twitter.com/AdamsBandcamp. Joy 94.9, you're on Bandcamp with Adam. Thanks for spending your Saturday arvo with us here on Joy. And we've got a special guest co-host in the studio with us, Matt Corby. He's talking all about his brand new EP, Into the Flame, which is out on the 11th of November. Head to mattcorby.com.au for all the details there. And you chose the last track we just heard as well. What one was that one?
That was Nina Simone. I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. It's like one of the best songs ever written, yeah. I think. That's all I have to say about it.
I don't think you even have to justify why you chose that song. So
the boys are sick of it in the car. I just play it every time I'm in there. It's just like, oh, yeah, it's this song again. I'm just in my own world listening to it.
But you're like, yep.
Yeah.
Now, touring-wise, you've been, as I said, super busy during the year, but you've had some awesome support slots as well as your own, headline gigs. The likes of Mumford & Sons and Elbow. Mm. And I saw you were trying to get in on the Fleet Foxes. How did that go? Because there was quite a big surge of posts on Fleet Foxes Facebook to say, get Matt Corby in.
Yeah, I don't know. We're yet to hear. I'm a massive fan of that band. And their second album is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I really like... I like what they're channeling, and I like what they're, what they're putting out, and it's quite beautiful. But yeah, I was kind of like, I didn't really know that happened. that kind of came from Maddie, the guy that manages me. He's kind of like, oh, I wonder how I could get Matt on the support, and he rallied the troops and got everyone to flood their Facebook or something.
It's the beauty of social networking, though, isn't it? I mean, how awesome is that you can even do that? And people are fully getting into it.
Yeah, it's so funny, though. I just, I didn't know how to respond when I was told. I was like, oh, I feel sorry. I was kind of embarrassed, but in a nice way.
In a nice way,
in a nice,
course.
Very nice way, but... Yeah, it's all good.
I say pick the campaign up again and everyone jump on the Fleet Foxes Facebook and tell them recommendations, yeah. Matt Corby.
I'll probably be at the show anyway, even if I don't get it.
Yeah, just jump on the stage and start playing. Yeah, take your guitar and be like, yep, I'm here.
The thing is, probably every amazing Australian band is probably going to opt for that support slot. So
it's a big one.
I'm not going to be too upset if I don't get it.
It'll be interesting to see what happens support-wise. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, it's all good.
Fingers crossed. We'll see out there. Now, can we talk a little bit about the artwork that's featured on your releases? Because when I saw the artwork for Brother, it's just stunning. I wanted to buy it as a piece of art and hang it up on my wall. Mm. Can you tell us where the artwork's come from and can people buy it?
I could talk to... So Nathan Johnson, who's one of my best friends. He's the guy that like me and him together will come up with concepts and he will just run with it.
Yeah.
And he's a freak. When we came to the point where we were discussing artwork for this new EP, he was like, what do you want? And the funny thing was a couple of days earlier, I found an old poem that I wrote when I was like 12, which was about trees. And it was called It's the Trees That Keep Us Here.
Yeah.
And, it was basically like, oh, trees, because I just like, it was kind of like, oh, trees, they give us life, you know, it was one of those things. But it was, it's kind of been that kind of year where I've sort of come back to my roots in a way. And I've come back to, because London is quite a sterile and very, it's just, there's not much there. There's a couple of parks, you know, but it's just a bit of a concrete jungle.
Very concrete,
And I always kind of sort of found, I found solace in under a tree anywhere in London. I would just go and I'd be like, oh, sick, I'm gonna just go chill and just write. And it was just, I don't know how it came about, but I gave Nate this idea and I sort of drew it for him and it looked nothing like he made, and he just made it 10 times more amazing. But I could definitely get him to do some prints if you would like one.
He does. Sell him at your gigs, because I mean, when I saw the artwork, I was just like, it's quite moving, you know, it's just, it's amazing stuff, so... Yeah, put a word in for me. And
yeah, of course. Oh, totally. I'll get it sent to your house.
Now, we are going to hear Brother at the end of the interview. Before we get into that, though, I thought we'd play your last track and then we can wrap things up and then go into Brother.
Cool.
So what's the last track you've chosen to play for us?
It's a James Blake song and it's called Enough Thunder. And I just bought this EP. It came out in October and...
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Like I was, because his record's amazing, but this is just, it's just basically him and a piano.
And, oh, okay. And wow. It's totally different than the album.
And it just took me totally by surprise.
Yeah.
And it's the title track off his EP, and I'm totally a fan. Like of this record, I think it's beautiful. He does a Joni Mitchell cover on it as well.
Which really? Which track?
I could drink a case of you. I think it's called A Case of You.
Yeah. I'll have to check it out. I haven't checked it out yet.
It's beautiful, so I hope you enjoy it.
Excellent. You're on Joy 94.9 with Adam and special guest co-host Matt Corby here on Bandcamp. Yeah. Joy 94.9, you're on Bandcamp with Adam and special guest co-host Matt Corby. He's played his, well, not five favourite tracks of all time, but five current favourite tracks,
yes.
Yeah?
Yes, yeah, definitely.
And he's been telling us all about the EP Into the Flame. It's in stores and online on the 11th of November, and you can pre-order it right now at mattcorby.com.au. The first show at the TOF has sold out, but the second one is on sale right now, and it's Thursday, December 1st, almost Christmas time. Crazy.
Yeah, fully.
Do you have plans to just sort of chill out over summer, or are you full steam ahead?
I don't know. I don't even know what I'm doing next week. That's the thing. I hope to. I sort of have just been kind of cruising around and just going with the flow. Like, and summer won't probably be any different. Next year, I think I'm sort of going back overseas and doing all that. But I think hopefully just at the end of this year and the start of next, I can go and chill and just play a few shows and maybe just go lie on a beach somewhere or something.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. But that'd be cool. But.
Cool. Well, whenever you're in town again, pop past. We love having you here at Joy. So thanks very much for spending a Saturday afternoon with us. We're going to hear Brother from the EP right now, and then you're going to play us an acoustic track live straight after that. Yes. What track's that going to be?
It is called Big Eyes, and it's another song that's on the EP, and it features Bree Traynor. So it's kind of the real mellow kind of song on the EP.
Excellent. Yeah. Before we get into Brother, can we quickly just talk about what it's about? Do you mind telling us what it's about? Some artists I know say, oh, work it out for yourself, but the lyrics are quite haunting, so I just wanted to...
It's a really heavy subject.
Yeah.
The funny thing, it's ironic that I wrote a song about it, to be honest. And I'm not completely comfortable explaining the whole situation, but...
No worries.
It was basically... It was a wrongdoing, you know, on my part, and... It destroyed a relationship between me and another really good friend of mine, and it kind of sounds almost dirtbaggish to be talking about it and like having a song about it, but it's just something that I needed to get out.
Yeah,
and I didn't expect it to take on the form that it did, but it was a pretty volatile scenario, so.
Cool. All right.
I don't really want to go into it.
No worries. Yeah. We're going to hear the track right now. It is called Brother, and it's available now on iTunes ahead of the EP release on the 11th of November. As I said, second show at the TOF is on sale right now, but you better get in quick because that first show, bang, straight out the door.
Yeah.
It's happening Thursday, December 1st at the TOF, and all the details at mattcorby.com.au. Thank you very much for spending so much time with us this afternoon.
Thanks, Adam.
Cool.
It's great.
Become our friend on Facebook. Search for Bandcamp Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Become our friend on Facebook. Search for Bandcamp Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.